This is Believe in Buckeyes with Brian Brownie and Chimdy Checkwell. We got a great one for you guys today. We got to see some, not just some football, we got to see our football. We got to see our guys today make it to a practice. So we're excited. We got a lot of information to get out to you guys. So, yeah, tune in. Sit down. Get some popcorn. It's going to be a good one.
I'm going to start off by shouting out our sponsors, BetOnline. So BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting odds. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
And once again, if you have any issue with gambling, feel free to reach out to 1-800-GAMBLER. They're 24/7 to assist you there. But like we said, we came here to talk about football today. Earlier today, Coach Day reached out to the former players and invited former players to come in and check out a practice to see the guys. They was full go today, full equipment day. Obviously, they had a big scrimmage on Saturday that was close to the public. But today they invited the former players to come in, and it had a great turnout. I mean, it had to be about, what, I mean, at least, what, 40, 50 former guys there from across all the years. Got to see the guys, like, once again, full pass, full go. They had a full practice, and it was just good to see, just to feel football and to be out there with the guys and see it in live action.
Yeah, it was a good time. You know, some guys you know, some guys you don't know, you know of, mm-hmm. you know names. So got to meet some new guys who were – Buckeyes, older guys, also got to reconnect with a lot of guys that are still around the area. Some guys who are in town for, you know, a few weeks. But, you know, that's always fun to be able to do and also talk football, man, get back into it. You kind of feel like you're back in that locker room talking to a bunch of guys, some older, some younger. But, yeah, it was fun to reconnect for sure.
Yeah, and once again, wherever you kind of get that situation, it's great energy, it's fun, and you get to see the guys and just get some real honest opinions, right? You know, you kind of always kind of looking at things and, hey, you know, you're talking to a Buckeye great. I'm talking to Jeff Ulihate, a Buckeye great center, went on and played many years in the NFL, was a known for the center for Dan Marino for a lot of his good years down with the Miami Dolphins. So I said, let's Frank, you know, what do you think of the team? You know, right. What's your opinion of the team? And, you know, you talk about a guy that's been around it and done it on multiple levels to the highest level. And this always is great just to kind of have those type of conversations. So, once again, it is always fun. Once again, just to kind of be there for a bit, see the guys play, see the former guys, and just, once again, just check in on your brothers and make sure everyone's doing okay. So, yep. That's always fun. Always fun. It's good that they do that.
Yeah, we got an opportunity to, you know, talk a little bit more with Coach Day, kind of brought all the former players aside to have a little bit of a discussion, talk to us, get us kind of acclimated with everything he's doing, where they're focused at, and what the outlook for the season is. So that was also cool as well.
Yeah, it was great that he did that, because it's kind of, I'm not going to call it unique, but, you know, he doesn't have to do that, right? You know, we get invited back to practices before, to prior seasons or spring time, to things of that nature. And it's fun. Like, you go to see everything and what's going on to see the guys. But once again, Coach Day took time, first off, hey, everybody, let's get together and let's discuss, you know, what I'm doing, what I'm working on with the team. Things I saw, things I'm sure you guys saw, and this is how we plan on fixing these things to improve the program and have a great season. So, you know, kudos to him. And like I say, you want to kind of get into that. I know one thing, and I feel like the biggest thing that he kind of, you know, spoke to us about is circling in and pinning down on, like, some of the small things, right? And it's funny, we kind of talked about it before. Well, if we kind of get into the big games, we win a lot of games. And a lot of times, sometimes those smaller things slip away. But him just kind of taking that step back, kind of looking in at some of those small things. And what did you kind of catch from Coach Day when he was kind of in that moment?
Yeah, so a lot of the things that we complained about, but as we reflected on some of the big, you know, letdowns, the loss against that team of North and not being able to get it done against Georgia. We talked about specifically, you know, after that game against Michigan, we talked about, you know, his attention to detail, the ability to really understand and be prepared for situational football. The need to, not just in that game, but throughout the season, to compete. I always talk about the DBs. Like, these guys are in position to make plays. And sometimes they go after the ball, but not at the same, like, level of fight and competitiveness that you would like to see, because that's what it takes to win, not just, you know, some of these games leading up to Michigan, but that's what it takes to win the big rivalry game. So he talked about their focus, and, you know, I was happy to see it, right? I don't necessarily want to rehash everything he said, but I think, you know, from what I felt and my take from it, he's kind of reached full form as a Buckeye, right? He's kind of he's like level four, last stage of being a Buckeye, man. And I think it's really understanding the rivalry, understanding what it takes to win, being able to have guys like Urban and talking to guys like Coach Tressel, and understanding that it's about situational football, right? Mm-hmm. It's about being able to have that mentality to compete, not just in that game, but every step of the way, so that when it comes down to five plays, we're talking about five explosive plays or whatever,
right?
Guys know how to lock in and make those plays and turn things around. So, you know, I love what I heard from him. I think, you know, his ability to now kind of step back, mm-hmm. you know, delegate a little bit, offensive coordinator position, you got offensive analyst and Joe Fieldman. And now he can focus on some of those other things that make a great team. I think before he was really anchored in great scheme, great talent, right? Defensively, brought in a great culture, had great scheme, had tons of talent. But now I think they're really anchored in, you know, what does it take to win in this big game? You know, running the ball, all the things, the turnover margin, all the things that are important. To be able to get it done when the talent becomes, you know, somewhat equal, right? So it was good to hear it. It was good to be able to hear it from him, and he's a very transparent person in speaking. So it was good to get that transparency and be with, you know, all the, you know, other former players to be able to you know, kind of absorb that.
Yeah, and once again, I mean, my biggest thing is, like, you hit on it, and he hit on it as well. When you get into these certain situations, when you playing in your rivalry game, how certain statistics just kind of come back year after year after year after year after year. Yeah. One thing we all know that we focus on when we was in school, and basically it's just true to the game. Whoever wins the rushing battle tends to win the Ohio State versus Michigan game. So if you can win the rushing battle, you can win with explosive plays, limited turnovers. You win that game, and that's how you win football games in general. Yeah. But, you know, some certain games, you know, if your talent level, once again, like you speak about, is just so spewed in one way, it kind of could get missed a little bit, right? But when you get into those tough situations against those tough teams, like, the little things matter. One thing, running the ball, what does that really mean? It means that you are controlling the line of scrimmage, usually. Oh. That's what that means if you're winning the rushing battle. So you tell your guys that. Tell your team, hey, this is what we want to do once we get into this game. That's how we was coached by Coach Tressel for those big games. That's something that he said he wants to kind of put into this team once again, so that they know, and it's with them all season, that they understand exactly what are the things that needs to happen if they're going to win those games when it comes this year, as we expect them to when it comes to against the team of North.
And real quick, you know, some of the challenges of him in this college football environment with NIL and all the transfer portal and all these other things, and, you know, him taking over and trying to put his stamp on the game, it takes some time to understand, okay, what is my approach to making sure that this team is what it is and can maximize its full potential. So he was still in that process of learning. I think, you know, he had two really big lessons, right, the last 2 years. And I just like what I see from him, man. I went to 7-on-7. And I, you know, it, you know, the sales, and I see Day there, you know, looking at young high school players, recruiting Ohio, making sure that he gets those guys here locally. And I think, you know, I joke around and say he's reached full form as a Buckeye, but I think his approach, his understanding, combined with his intelligence and all that other stuff, but understanding of what it takes to win in the Big Ten and win as a Buckeye, I think he's gotten to a point, and I'm excited to see what they do this year for sure.
Yeah. And what, one thing that everyone wants to talk about is the competition that's going on behind the center at that quarterback position between Kyle McCord and Devin Brown here. That obviously that competition started essentially once the season ended, be frank. Once the season ended, we pretty good attention that CJ was going to enter the draft. He took to the very last day to enter to actually make that decision because he said he really was thinking about coming back to college, and I understand that, and then, you know, we discussed that. But once he decided, he declared the quarterback competition began between Devin Brown and Kyle McCord officially was on, and obviously it went through the spring. Devin Brown got hurt in the spring game, wasn't able to compete, but obviously he's back in camp, and once again, they're alternating ones versus ones. Now, I know you're a defensive guy, you're a defensive back guy, but whenever you say you're watching a defensive back and it gets live, you know, one of the quarterbacks are releasing the ball. That's what really matters, man. So what are you seeing out the quarterbacks? What are your opinions there? What's your thoughts? Or do you want me to just kind of dive in and get mine? What you want to hear? How you want it to go?
Yeah, I'm gonna kick it off, man. I think it just seems like nobody's going to take the position, right? You got to go take it. I remember when I was competing, coming off my redshirt year and trying to compete for compete for the number two spot at corner, really, for being in the 2D. You know, I was every day from spring practice, walkthroughs, I'm competing with no guarantees that I was going to be able to get that 2D. There's a lot of guys at that position. And it just seems like it's so up in the air. Neither one of them have really gotten it. I think what I see from them, I think there's still not this level of being really, really comfortable in commanding the pocket and really understanding, okay, here I go, and making quick decisions. I think Devin Brown, who's hasn't been in the program as long, I think he still has a lot of space to grow and grow really fast. So I think that opportunity to be the starting quarterback is still up for grabs. And I think this opportunity may actually leak into the season. I think, you know, you want to have a starter for that Big Ten game on the road against Indiana. But then you come back and you have Youngstown State, you have a Western Kentucky. You know, if I'm not sure that somebody has claimed that position, I will continue to allow them to compete for those games, because I want to have the guy who's going to be the guy to take me through the season and be ready come, you know, game on the road versus Wisconsin, game on the road versus Michigan, college football playoffs, et cetera, et cetera. So
right.
I would like them to continue to compete and see, you know, give Devin Brown an opportunity to continue to grow and see if he can make it happen, and allow Kyle McCord to be able to show what he can do on the field against the opposite color jersey.
So me, the way I see it is, be frank, they're kind of still kind of an up and down type of situation. Once again, Coach Day addressed it when he spoke with us. It's kind of still up and down. Still haven't really made that final decision. Hopefully, I think he had made a statement trying to figure out by this week, want to maybe come out of camp with a guy. But when I see him, you know, my eyes in practice, still, like you say, it's just kind of up and down. No one is really separating itself from the other one. And then, in my opinion, if it's up and down like that, that's to Kyle McCord's advantage. Because essentially, he has the most experience. He's been doing it longer for Ohio State. So essentially, if it's still up and down, you know exactly what you're getting out of guys. Sometimes that's important. You know, it's important to know what you could get out your guy so you could make a game plan for it. So maybe we're not the team that throws it 45 times a game like we did with CJ or Fields. If we wanted to, essentially, maybe we're a team that, in my opinion, well, we should be a team that's more about running the ball in these situations and let our quarterbacks just kind of manage the game. So up and down to me is in McCord's favor once again, but that is leave some room for Devin Brown to maybe make those huge steps, jumps, and leaps that maybe it takes a real game situation for it to come out. So
yeah, and I think, you know, I watched the kind of final 2-minute drill period. I watched them both. Neither quarterback was really super impressive, but I saw some passes from Devin Brown that I'm like, you know, if he can make this decision a little bit quicker, I mean, he has the tools to get it done. And to your point, like if it's like kind of close, you know, go with the guy who's been in the program for a little while, the guy we might trust. But on the flip side of it, you know, if it's close and McCord's been in the program for a while, Devin Brown can improve. To me, you would think there's a higher ceiling to continue to gain improvement, just continuing to get reps and understanding the game, where you kind of, at this point, McCord's been here long enough that it's like, okay, you know, obviously he can continue to improve and whatnot, but does he have as much room to make a jump between now and 3 weeks from now? That's why I think Devin Brown, as sometimes, especially at the quarterback position, sometimes things just click, and that can change a lot for him. So if I'm a court, I make sure that I'm the guy now, right? I'm the guy now, because that thing clicks against Youngstown State. You may never look back from there.
Yeah. So we'll see. Like I say, still a little bit more camp left here. Obviously, we got about 3 weekends till some real football actually takes place. So we'll see how Coach Dace feel about it. Is he going to name a guy, or is he going to let it leak into the season? We'll just kind of have to play it out from there.
So we talked about the quarterback, right? But quarterback's best friend, one, is a great running game. And then two is offensive lineman who can protect them. So you got new quarterbacks coming in. You also have some competition at the offensive line position as well. And I'm going to be honest, you know, I went to the practice. I didn't pay much attention to the offensive line. But so what are you seeing there with the competition there? And what is your feel about the group as a whole?
So as a group as a whole, I'm going to jump on that one first. As a group as a whole, we got a lot of good pieces. We have a very athletic offensive line. I mean, they got a good number of guys to kind of fill in these roles. And I know the way Coach Fry coaches, from watching him coach in person, I mean, he's going to figure it out. And you know, type of deal. Because I just have a lot of faith in those guys, have a lot of faith in the coach. So, you know, let the best man rise to the top and then let them play from there. Watching the offensive line, actually looking at particular positions and players, I think we kind of have a bit of a switch up from the spring to what we're seeing here now in fall camp. So back in the spring, Josh Fryer was at that left tackle position for basically most of spring. And to me, looked pretty good, did pretty well. I was thinking going to camp, he'd do the same thing. We actually kind of spoke about it. But going and seeing a practice, actually kind of switched up. He's back on the right side where he has played at historically for Ohio State. Kind of anchoring that right tackle position. And he's kind of in a little bit of a competition with Zim Milowski, who's kind of been in that position as well through spring and going to the fall. But if Fryer is healthy, I was thinking most likely he'll be able to kind of hold that down and lock that in, because once again, he just has the experience for the Ohio State. Left tackle position, a lot of competition over there, a lot of competition. We have Jimmy Simmons coming in, the transfer out of San Diego State. He's lined up on that left tackle position. You have Tegra Shibola, who's going into his second year. He's lined up on the left side over there. And he had a couple more guys also playing at that left tackle position. And once again, it's a lot of guys that check the eye test right away. Check the eye test, I would say. But watching the guys, you know, it's kind of any man's game at this point. And obviously the coaches, all I had was one practice, and you kind of look at like particular reps and kind of try to see how the guys move and how are they actually capable. And be honest, I mean, those guys are just, they are capable. So they kind of have to kind of play it out. And the way camp goes, I feel the best man will rise to the top and lock down that left tackle position. Once again, you want to show that you could do it on a consistent basis. You could show that you understand the playbook. You could show that you understand the different looks, and you could just kind of go there and roll. But right now, it looks like Simmons is kind of the first guy to get reps there. But once again, you're seeing other guys get first team reps when it comes to Tegra and things of that nature. So kind of see how it has to play out. But once again, those guys definitely check a lot of boxes when it comes to the offensive tackle position. Also, some competition at the center position. You have Carson Hensman and Victor Cutler battling in there at the center position. Right now, first man on the field is Hensman. But once again, Cutler is getting some reps in that center position as well. Obviously, it's very key to have a center locked in. Someone that understands the offense, to make the call, confident. And the most important thing when it comes to football in general is you want to cut the goofy stuff when it comes to shotgun snaps and you get the ball to the quarterback, no snapping over his head. So both of those guys are capable. I'm not saying that's an issue or concern at all. Yeah. But once again, if it comes up, you know, it's a problem right away. But, you know, there's still competition there that I would feel would kind of leak out, play out a couple more weeks. But in my opinion, it's probably Hensman's position to lose at this point in time.
Yeah, so we have Ryan Day, quarterback coach, right, coming up. Quarterback coach, we have Brian Hartline, offensive coordinator, wide receiver. right?
Yeah.
So I guess my question to you is this offensive line, one, going to get it done when it comes to running the ball? We got, I mean, what, five deep when it comes to explosive, capable tailbacks. You know, do they have a dominant rushing attack that we expect them to have this year? What do you think?
So it's really going to come down to the games. I mean, when it comes to rushing, it sometimes it's kind of – you can see some things up front and you get some people moved. And but it's kind of tough to read because, no, you know, you're not tackling nobody for real. So, you know, was this a six-yard game or was it actually a three-yard game, right? But we definitely have the guys from when Coach Day spoke with us. I think that's where the mindset is at. When you're trying to look at the scrimmage, like I said, we didn't get to go to the scrimmage, but they kind of talk about the stars of the scrimmage being two running backs, star of the scrimmage there. What is that? Pryor and what's his name that came back from ACL surgery?
Pryor and
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And so you're just talking about guys that are just known for getting it done, right? That's been doing it for a while. That could execute at that level of just being a good back, and we didn't watch them have these explosive games. So when it comes down to it, we got to call it. We got to play through the. To me, the best way to help our quarterbacks out is to play through our offensive line and run the ball with those guys. And so we definitely got to, once again, an athletic bunch. So that means we can be able to do things outside. We're definitely strong in the middle with our two guards returning and them and their talent and their. Experience. So we should be a team, in my opinion, that could run the ball and get the job done there as well. And now, that's the offensive line. That's the quarterback. What did you see out of your defensive backs, man, going out there? Did you see anything stick out? Anybody stick out to you?
You know,
how did that go?
You know, I was locked into the defensive backs all day. First of all, I saw some plays being made, interceptions and whatnot. And what I really see, the key thing this year, I think, over last year two in this defense, and then the depth. There is depth and versatility across the defensive backfield. I think they got some mainstays at linebacker. They got good leadership, even from Eichenberg as a starter to C.J. Hicks as a backup, right? They got some mainstays there. I think the D-line is flying around, making plays. They look good. But I'm really, really excited about the defensive backs. I think there's still some room for improvement, but the depth and versatility. You know, you see a guy like Sonny Styles, who looks like a linebacker, right? Now, you look at him, you're like, this guy plays linebacker, but he's a safety. So you have the versatility to put a guy like that. And I think back to like a Darren Lee type player, right? Darren Lee was a linebacker. You didn't have to take him off the field during passing downs because he could run. Sonny Styles has that same level of versatility. But then what I also saw was three cornerbacks on the field. I saw them put three corners on the field, man, which is I'm excited about.
Did that warm your heart?
Oh, man, it did, man. You bring a guy in like Davidson out of Ole Miss who can play aggressively. You put him on the outside. Obviously, you have Burke, who had a great freshman year, a little bit of a down year last year, but he had some injuries that he dealt with. Now he's back healthy. And then Jordan Hancock, who didn't get a chance last year because of injury, who's really good with his feet, really good movement wise. Saw some of that mix of putting him in on the inside at a kind of a nickel corner. And honestly, man, with Sonny Styles, you have the kid Carter that came out of Syracuse, who's going to be a good player, a veteran player. And Lathan Ransom, I think, is an All American type player. Yeah. Lathan Ransom, year two starting, man, he is going to be a dog. And I'm excited to see these guys. These guys are flying around. They're going to be good for sure.
Yeah, that's exciting. So that's us former players getting back to camp, spending us a day with the guys, getting to see them with our own eyes, to get that feel, get that pump going. Once again, we're 3 weekends away from getting some actual football here. So shout out to our sponsor, Bet Online. And once again, you always tune in with us, Believe in Buckeyes, with Brian Brownie and Chindi Chekwa. OH!
Io,
go Bucks, baby.
Go Bucks. Yeah.